You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Friday, February 20th, 2026. Key to the highway. Pipeline buildout set to unlock Permian natural gas production growth later in 2026. Published by Lindsay Schneider. This year will be a tale of two halves for the prolific Permian Basin, which is so constrained when it comes to natural gas infrastructure that cash prices at the Waha Hub in West Texas have averaged just 6 cents per million BTU since the beginning of December, even including the higher prices during the freeze-offs caused by Winter Storm Fern. Production and pricing figure to remain fairly stable until the back half of this year, when 4.5 BCF per day of new pipeline capacity comes online, giving the basin room to grow for the first time in a long time. In today's RBN blog, we take a look at the Permian production outlook and the new infrastructure coming to allow for the promised supply growth. The Permian Basin, which includes West Texas and southeastern New Mexico, is a prolific producer of natural gas but not a very large consumer. While some production is needed to meet local demand, the majority of it needs to leave the basin. That means that a lot of pipeline capacity is needed to transport the gas to more demand-rich areas. The basin's effective takeaway capacity is the sum of all the pipelines out of the area, with some caveats for gas flowing to Mexico and the West because of downstream constraints and ongoing pipeline issues. As the basin becomes more constrained, the lower Waha prices move. The last time the Permian market was this constrained was in 2024. Permian production and flows are tracked in RBN's Arrow model. Coming out of winter 2023 to 2024, Waha prices began to drop as Permian production climbed by around 1.24 BCF per day in 7 months, pushing against what the area's infrastructure was capable of supporting. Waha cash prices dropped below zero in the back half of March 2024 and largely stayed there. Cash prices averaged below zero every month from March through November 2024, except June, an unprecedented run of extremely low pricing. During that time, production grew from 18.5 BCF per day at the end of 2023 to 19.73 BCF per day in July 2024. At that point, production growth stalled out because there was nowhere for additional molecules to go. The wait was short-lived, however, as Whitewater's Matterhorn Express was just around the corner. The 2.5 BCF per day pipeline began ramping online in October 2024, facilitating additional supply growth, although maintenance on other area pipelines kept cash prices below zero through the fall. By winter 2024 to 2025, the market had enough spare takeaway capacity that Waha cash prices finally rebounded back into positive territory, dashed green oval. The region grew into its expanded capacity more quickly than many expected, and by March 2025 it looked like we might be headed back to another season of negative prices, see already gone. Instead, muted production growth was enough to keep prices weak, but above zero, through the summer of 2025. Fall pipeline maintenance hit the basin hard, however, and Waha cash prices once again went tumbling below zero even as production was shut in because it had nowhere to go. Production peaked at just above 22.5 BCF per day in August 2025 before falling by 1 BCF per day by November. By December, pipeline maintenance was no longer a factor, except for El Paso Natural Gas, which has been conducting near-continuous maintenance on its North Main Line since September 2022. But instead of seeing price relief, we saw production climb. Once again, the basin had outgrown its infrastructure, and Waha prices reflected that. Winter Storm Fern caused major production freeze-offs in the basin for 6 days in late January, with the weather knocking off more than 3 BCF per day of production at that time, and potentially as much as 4.5 BCF per day on January 26, the peak of the impact. Cash prices also rallied during that time, well above zero. However, Waha prices remained among the lowest anywhere in the country during the storm despite significant production freeze-offs. Besides the storm, Waha cash prices have mostly been negative this year. With the freeze-off impact, production in January was down about 1 BCF per day from the levels seen at the end of 2025. Post-storm production has been hovering around 22 BCF per day, where it will likely stay until new pipelines come online. While the reconstraining of the basin may have happened faster than many anticipated, it was something the market certainly saw coming. It led producers to commit to massive amounts of new infrastructure, driving a final investment decision, or FID, on two new pipelines as well as an expansion of an existing pipeline in 2024, then another two pipeline expansions and a third new pipeline in 2025. The first of the new projects to move forward in summer 2024 was Whitewater Midstream and Targa Resources' Blackcomb Pipeline, which will begin service at some point in the back half of this year. Blackcomb will be 70% owned by WPC Joint Venture, a partnership of Whitewater, MPLX and Enbridge, 17.5% by Targa, and 12.5% by MPLX in addition to its WPC-related ownership interest. The new pipeline has a capacity of 2.5 BCF per day, and will run from West Texas to the Agua Dulce hub in South Texas, parallel to Whitewater's Whistler pipeline. Next up was Kinder Morgan's announcement in October 2024 that it would move forward with the 570 million cubic feet per day expansion of its Gulf Coast Express pipeline, which also moves gas from the Permian Basin to Agua Dulce. The pipeline was the first to begin service in the first wave of greenfield expansions designed to combat growing constraints in the market. It began service in 2019 and the expansion had been on the table for a while before finally getting the green light. The expansion is expected in mid-2026, and this will likely be the first of a new wave of capacity to come online. The other greenfield pipelines built since then have already done similar compression expansions to up their capacity. Energy Transfer followed up with an FID on the Hugh Brinson pipeline in December 2024. See Hugh Do You Love? Energy Transfer committed to building the 1.5 BCF per day Phase 1 of the pipeline at that time, but less than a year later the 0.7 BCF per day Phase 2 received the green light, bringing the total size of the pipeline up to 2.2 BCF per day. Phase 1 is expected online toward the end of this year and it is unclear if all 2.2 BCF per day will be available at that time. Phase 2 capacity is expected to follow in December 2027. The pipeline runs northeast from the basin to connect with other Energy Transfer infrastructure. Energy Transfer will also expand its Transwestern pipeline by 2.3 BCF per day with the Desert Southwest project. This pipeline brings gas west from the basin to the Arizona and California markets. The project is due online in late 2029 and is currently the only Permian expansion not targeting Gulf Coast markets, although there are other proposals on the table. Whitewater, MPLX and One Oak announced in August 2025 that they would move forward with the 2.5 BCF per day Eiger Express Pipeline, CI of the Eiger, which will bring Permian gas to the Katy Hub near Houston. Just a few months after that, the project had received enough additional interest that it was upsized to a whopping 3.7 BCF per day. The pipeline, which will begin service in 2028 and ramp up to full capacity in 2029, is 70% owned by the same joint venture that owns Matterhorn Express, Whitewater, with a 65% stake in the JV, One Oak, 15%, MPLX, 10%, and Enbridge, 10%. The other 30% of Eiger Express is held directly by One Oak, 15%, and MPLX, 15%. Combined, the basin will add 4.5 BCF per day of much-needed takeaway capacity this year, with another 6.7 BCF per day due online before the end of the decade. That is an astronomical amount of pipeline build-out. And for the first time in a long time, the basin will have significant breathing room. With the basin finally de-bottlenecked, production can soar, heading above 28 BCF per day by 2030 and growing from there. The basin likely won't need another pipeline until the 2030s after this massive build-out. This breathing room is not only essential for gas production in the Permian, but as we've mentioned in numerous other blogs, it's also critical if Permian crude oil and NGL production is to grow, as they are inextricably linked. The new pipelines will also play a critical role in serving the growing LNG demand along the Gulf Coast. It's no coincidence that nearly all the new capacity added is heading toward Gulf Coast markets, with U.S. LNG feed gas demand already over 18 BCF per day and expected to more than double by the early 2030s, drawing in production from every available basin. Gas production in the Permian Basin will be among the many topics discussed at RBN's upcoming GasCon 2026. The one-day conference, to be held at Hilton Americas in Houston on Wednesday, February 25, will bring together RBN's top analysts and leading executives from across the industry to discuss the latest developments in Gulf Coast gas markets. For more on GasCon 2026, visit the Events tab on our website at rbnenergy.com. Key to the Highway was written by Charlie Seeger and William Big Bill Brunsey. It appears as the third song on Side 2 of Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs by Derek and the Dominoes. Eric Clapton and Dwayne Allman had heard Sam Samudio, Sam the Sham, playing the song in a studio adjacent to theirs at Criteria in Miami, and were jamming on the song in the studio when producer Tom Dowd had the good sense to hit the record button during the jam, hence the fade-in at the start of the song. The original release of the song was by Little Walter and His Jukes, released as a single in September 1958. Many artists have covered it over the years. Eric Clapton has covered it on 5 of his albums. Personnel on the Derek and the Dominoes record were Eric Clapton, vocals, guitar, Bobby Whitlock, keyboards, Carl Radel bass, Jim Gordon, drums, and Dwayne Allman, slide guitar, Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs was recorded between August and October 1970 at Criteria in Miami, with Tom Dowd producing. Dowd was instrumental in bringing Dwayne Allman in for the session. Clapton referred to Allman as the musical brother I never had, but wished for. The double album, fueled by the title song about Clapton's infatuation with Patti Boyd, was released in November 1970. It went to number 16 on the Billboard 200 albums chart and has been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America. Two singles were released from the LP. Derek and the Dominoes were an English-American rock band formed in London in the spring of 1970 by Eric Clapton. Disillusioned after the breakup of Blind Faith, Clapton toured for a while with Bonnie and Delaney. He brought bassist Carl Radel, keyboardist/vocalist Bobby Whitlock, and drummer Jim Gordon from the Delaney and Bonnie band to England to form the Dominoes. Dave Mason was involved for a short while in the band. All of them played on George Harrison's All Things Must Pass album. After playing a few shows in England, they traveled to Criteria Studios in Miami to make their debut and only studio album. They released one studio album, two live albums, and four singles. The band went their separate ways in the fall of 1971. Clapton went on to pursue his solo career, bringing Carl Radel with him. Bobby Whitlock became a solo artist, and Jim Gordon did session work. Carl Radel died in Claremore, Oklahoma, in May 1980 at 37. Jim Gordon died in prison at Vacaville, California, in March 2023. Bobby Whitlock died in Ozona, Texas, in August 2025 at 77.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.